songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-S, how red, great, those were the days.
Edith plays solitaire on the dining room table. Michael strides in from the kitchen with the newspaper.
Hey, did anybody see the sports section?
Oh, Daddy probably took it with him this morning.
Took it where?
In the cab. He's moonlighting again.
Hmm. Moonlighting. That sounds so much more romantic than saying he's driving Mr. Munson's cab to pick up a few extra bucks.
Archie arrives home. No one reacts.
Gee, thanks for the big hello.
Where's the sports section?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Listen to that, huh? I'm out hacking around this town doing two jobs. The meathead sits here on his bus, says to me, where's the sports section? Get out of the chair.
Michael vacates Archie's chair.
I need it. Suppose there's any chance of having a cup of coffee over here, huh?
Oh, sure, Archie. How was your day?
Oh, like lots of days, Edith. Lousy. Except for one little bright spot that made the day what you might call fascinating.
Fascinating?
What's the matter? Don't you like that way? Guess what famous and important personality I carried as a passenger in my cab today?
Oh, Ted!
Oh, no, no. You ain't gonna get it out of me that easy. Come on, you gotta guess for this.
All right, let's try. I'll go first. Living or dead?
Archie slightly raises his eyebrows as Edith stands over him.
I was driving a cab, Edith, not a hearse. Go back to your solitaire, huh?
Give us a hint, Daddy. Is he in show business?
Bingo. Give you another hint. Bongo, bongo, bongo.
Well, he's either Desi or Nez, or knowing you, he's probably black.
Right. Black is the ace of spades. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, this guy is the ace of spades.
Edith gapes at a card.
For goodness sakes, Archie, you just said ace of spades and I turned up the ace of spades. You see that in the movies and you say that wouldn't happen in real life. But here we are in real life and it happened.
We're in real life over here, Edith. Are you here to join us? No, 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 no.
Belafonte?
No, I said black meathead. Harvey Belafonte ain't black. It's just a good-looking white guy dipped in caramel. I'll give you one more hint, and that's all. You ready? Hey there, you with the star in your arm.
Rosemary Clooney is black.
Daddy, you had Sammy Davis Jr. in your cab.
As sure as you're sitting there. Mm-hmm.
Could you give us just one more hint?
Could you just play cards with yourself?
What, you sure it was Sammy Davis Jr.?
No, meathead, it was some Zulu jockey. I know the man. Besides, you give me a $5 tip for a buck and a quarter haul anyway. And as fine a gentleman as ever you want to meet. Sat there in the back of the cab talking to me about the weather, all kinds of things, just like a regular person. In fact, if it wasn't for the rear view mirror there, I'd have thought he was a white guy.
What do you gotta say things like that for?
What do you mean, what do I gotta say things like that for? What did I say anyhow? Well, you listen to these two. You can't say nothing around here. They twist around everything you say. Oh, Edith, you know what? I give him our names and address so he can send us an autographed picture of himself.
Sammy Davis? Junior?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did you tell him how much I like him?
Oh, sure, Edith. That was the first thing I said. Oh, I said, Sam, you don't have to worry none about your career, because Edith Bunker is right behind.
I bet he was glad to hear that.
Hello. Who is this? Hold the phone, will you? Hold the phone just a minute. You know who I was just talking about right here? I was just talking about Sammy Davis Jr., right? He's on the telephone right now.
Daddy!
He's on the telephone. He's calling me up right now. He is.
Tell him I'm still behind him.
Will you leave me alone? Hello, Mr. Davis. I'm sorry, dear, but I was just a little bit startled about being called out of the ordinary that way. Yeah. What can I do for you? Oh, that fancy briefcase was yours, huh? Well, listen, I turned it in at the camp office there. Oh, geez, had all your important contracts and everything in there, huh? Well, how could I help you get it back? Well, no, wait a minute. Now, no, you say you're going out to the airport. That's pretty good, because I can have the briefcase delivered over here in the camp office, and my house is kind of on the way up Northern Boulevard there. You can stop by here and pick it up. You want to do that? Huh? Hey! No, it'll be an honor, Mr. Davis, certainly. 704 Hauser Street. Yeah, yes, sir, Mr. Davis. Yes, sir, Mr. Davis, yeah. Goodbye. He's coming over here.
He's coming, He's coming over here.
Put a lid on her. He traced me from the address I'd give to send us the picture, you know. You know where he's calling us from?
No, where?
A car. Right? That's right. He's in a limousine right now with a phone in it. Oh, I want to tell you, some of these colors are real class. Well, they got it. They spent it. I'm going to call Munson right now.
I got to go fix my face.
Arch, what do you mean some of these colors are classy? Why do you always have to label black people this or that?
Because when they deserve a compliment once in a while, I don't hold it. Now, will you get away from me?
One right, the right, the dead. It's a nine. Dummy up.
Well, Munson. Archie Bunker here. Hey, that fancy leather suitcase I turned in. Yeah, well, I'm just on the phone with the owner now. And I've arranged that he's going to pick it up here at the house. So could you bring it over? No, no, we don't want to do that, Munson, because this is a very, very important guy. I mean a biggie. Yeah. Oh, you'll find out when you get here. Bring it over, though, huh? Good, good. Great, bye.
Okay, it's all set. It's all set. Now, eat it, please. Don't go blabbing all over the neighborhood that Sammy Davis Jr.'s coming here, see? Because the house is going to be a mob scene.
All right.
And don't say nothing to Lionel about this. If he finds out, he'll jump on his tom-tom before you know it, and rubber our armpits and jungle bunnies.
Arch, when Sammy Davis gets here, are you going to call him a jungle bunny?
Of course not, you dumb bell. I'm going to call him Mr. Davis.
Oh, just a minute ago, he was the ace of spades. Now he's Mr. Davis?
Because he waked himself up to being called Mr. Davis, and he deserves that. Because in this great country, a man like him can overcome the unequalness of his color and rise to become a great star.
Arch, what do you mean unequalness? What's the difference between our neighbor Lionel Jefferson and Sammy Davis Jr.?
$10 million and 5 purple Cadillacs.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Wait a minute. Who are you just calling here?
Mabel Hefner. She ain't never seen a star up close.
Well, she ain't gonna see one, not in this house. You get on the blower and tell her April Fool.
I can't. She ain't home.
Well, who's you just talking to here?
Her husband, Barney Hefner.
Ah, Barney the Bonehead.
Oh, he won't tell nobody. Oh,
all right, Edith. All right, what's done is done. But just do this for me, huh? A favor. When Sammy Davis Jr. gets here, whatever else you blab about, don't say nothing about his eye.
What eye?
Let me tell you, see, one of them is glass. You'll find out when he gets here which of them, see. But don't talk about it, all right? Huh? Will you remember that?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you got any fried chicken out in the kitchen? Because they like the snack on that.
He's here.
Get away from the door. Will you get back there?
What's the matter with this? I'll answer.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, hi, Lionel. Look, we got a kind of a private matter going on. Could you come back a little later?
Yes, Sammy Davis Jr. is coming out.
The dingbat strikes again.
He hustles Lionel in.
What's going on?
Lionel, Sammy Davis Jr. left his
suitcase in Daddy's cabin. He's coming by here to pick it up.
He's coming here?
Yeah. Oh, you get way back over there.
Because I'm the guy that found him. What's the matter with you? Did you think it was the second coming? I'll open it up. Just calm yourself down.
It's an ordinary human being like the rest of us, huh?
Mr. Bunker?
Davis grins, wearing sunglasses.
Sammy Davis! Sammy Davis! There he is! I told you he was coming. There he is, right out there on the stoop. Come on in, Mr. Davis. Come on.
Davis, it's an honor.
Edith shakes his hand and curtsies.
Welcome to our house. Oh, I'm so excited, but then you can't imagine because you never had to meet yourself.
Mr. Davis, sir, it's my wife, Edith, laughing over there. Shut up.
Edith smiles bashfully.
Mr. Davis, yes. My daughter, Gloria, standing over there.
Hello, Gloria.
How are you?
And her husband, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
No!
Davis shakes Lionel's hand. Archie pulls their hands apart.
This here is, this is only Lionel. He lives next door. My daughter's married to the white guy over here.
Davis shakes Michael's hand.
It certainly is nice to meet all of you nice people, but I think I'd better take the old briefcase and run. And incidentally, Mr. Bunker, here's a little something for your trouble.
Thank you. $20.
Oh, no, Mr. Davis. Archie don't need no reward for doing something for you.
Edith, don't insult the guest in your own home, huh? She don't know what she's saying there, Mr. Davis.
Archie smoothly pockets the 20.
And listen, I just put in a call. The briefcase is coming over. Be here any minute.
All right.
Well, in the meantime, will you make yourself at home, huh? We get you some coffee, huh?
Well, that's awfully nice of you.
Yeah, sit right down here, Mr. Okay. Davis. Right in my chair. Make yourself comfortable. It's the best in the house.
Listen, Mr. Davis, I got to tell my mother you're here. She's crazy about you.
All right, don't come here, man.
He points at Gloria and Michael.
Come on, you two. Get over here. Edith, make the coffee, huh? And Edith, excuse me, Mr. Davis. Edith. Remember, huh? Nothing about...
He points to his eye.
Well, Mr. Davis, I want to tell you, it's a real honor to have you in our home.
Thank you.
Breaking bread with us this way. I was just saying to my family before you come in, I said Sammy Davis Jr. is maybe the greatest credit to his race.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure you've done good for yours, too.
Davis has taken off his sunglasses. He smokes a cigarette.
I try.
Edith brings a coffee tray.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bunker.
Thanks, Edith. Now, that's all right. I can say, Mr. Davis, Edith, get out of here. Now, Mr. Davis, do you take cream and sugar in your eye?
Archie cringes, lowers his head, then peers awkwardly at Davis.
Davis, it's really my fault. You see, Archie thought I was going to say something about your
arm. Please. Mr. Davis, could we maybe offer you something a little stronger, a little Fleischmann's and ginger, very smooth?
Oh, no, Mr. Bunker, this is fine. As a matter of fact, I'm off the sauce. Booze is a definite no-no for me.
I just love the way you talk. I mean, this must seem so dull after Hollywood and all.
Well, I don't know about that, Gloria. There may be wilder things going on in New Rochelle than in Hollywood.
What part of New Rochelle? We got cousins there. They burn incense. Oh.
Who cares? I hate them anyway. Get me a beer, huh? And eat it a glass this time, huh? And open up a fresh box of Twinkies for Mr. Davis.
Davis stares at him, dumbfounded.
Twinkies?
Yeah, it's kind of a wasp soul food.
Don't listen to him. He's a kind of a meathead, Mr. Davis.
Look, why don't you stop calling me Mr. Davis and just call me Sam?
Oh, hey, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Sam? Yeah, that's nice. And you can call me Archie. I mean, what the hell?
They grin at each other.
Sam, where are you flying out to tonight? Las Vegas, maybe?
No, I have a TV special to do in Hollywood.
Oh, gee, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, while you're hanging around, can you give us maybe a little preview, one of the songs you're going to do?
Daddy,
Mr. Davis makes his living entertaining. You're asking him to go to work.
Yeah, Arch, how would you like to be a guest in somebody's house? And they said, come on, Arch, do some packing and lifting for us.
As Archie glares at Michael, Davis hides his laughter. Edith returns from the kitchen.
Here's your beer, Archie, and here's your Twinkie, Mr. Davis.
Davis takes the plate and smiles politely at Edith.
Oh, that's some pest at the front door. I'll get it. And there goes the back door. Get that, Edith. You see that crawling out of the woodwork now. Oh, look at Barney Hepton with a camera.
Where is he? Where is he? There he is. Sammy Davis Jr. Can I have an autograph, Mr. Davis?
Oh, come on, Barney.
Hey, just one quick picture, huh?
Now, Barney, no pictures, huh?
No. It's all right.
Oh, yeah? I hope.
Archie poses beside Davis. Edith leads in a woman with a young girl.
Davis, this is Mrs. Haskell and her daughter.
Sit down, Edith. I'll take it from here.
Hello. The woman unrolls a floor mat and pushes her daughter onto it.
Go, Carissa.
As the girl tap dances, the mother runs to Davis.
She's only been studying for 6 months.
We don't want no Fred Mac amateur hour around here.
Archie hurries to the girl.
Get out of here.
She flees, her mother in pursuit. Edith runs after them with the mat.
Yeah. Hey, and now I'd like to propose a toast.
He lifts Archie's beer glass.
To the greatest entertainer in the world. And to the man who gave me the opportunity of meeting him face to face, my good friend and neighbor, Archie Bunker.
Hey, that ain't a bad toast, Barney. I can drink to that one myself.
Barney leans to Davis.
I'm Barney Heffner. I live across the street, the house with the new porch.
Oh, yeah.
Archie sets down the glass.
And not only the greatest entertainer in the world, but a man who proves that there's good and bad in all races.
Right, right.
I'll drink to that.
Davis takes Archie's glass and sips.
And to friendship.
He sips again.
Nice. To friendship, drinking that myself.
Yeah. Davis hands the glass to Archie, who almost drinks, then lowers the glass, scowling. Barney stares at it.
What are you looking at, Barney? You're done now. Get the hell out of here.
You're cranky today, Archie.
There he is.
Lionel's mom enters.
It's really him. Oh, and you're just as cute as you look on television. Oh,
she kisses him on the lips.
God bless you. Bless you. Now, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just came in to look at you.
Thank you.
And I'm looking at you. Look at you. Now, I want to say this right, Mr. Davis. Sholem Aleichem.
They laugh gleefully.
And Aleichem Sholem.
Oh, Mr. Davis. My goodness. Oh, Sammy Davis Jr.
She runs out again. Lionel joins Michael and Gloria on the couch while Davis and Archie resume their seats.
You know, Sammy, them words I just heard you saying here, they reminded me of something that I always wanted to ask you.
Yes, Archie.
Yeah, now, you're being colored. Well, I know you had no choice in that.
Davis shifts in his chair.
But whatever made you turn Jew?
Davis's jaw drops.
Smile, everybody. Home. You're turning my house into a peep show.
He strides out.
I'm sorry, Mr. Davis. Sometimes my father says the wrong things.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
But he's not a bad guy, Mr. Davis. I mean, like, he'd never burn a cross on your lawn.
No, but if he saw one burning, he's liable to toast a marshmallow on it.
They jump up, slap their hands together, and pump their fists.
Right on!
Then hug, grinning, and sit again. Archie returns with Edith.
Get a true Barney Hefner out of here. Oh, Sammy.
Yes.
I was just remembering the last time I seen you on TV. It was on a Johnny Carson show.
Oh, yeah.
He was on with that there Raquel Walsh. Remember, Edith?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, you were so sweet to her, Mr. Davis.
Oh, thank you.
Archie said he never thought he'd see the day when coloreds and whites would be hugging and kissing coast to coast.
When I ask you a question, why can't you just say yeah and stop? Now, will you sit over there, huh? And don't say nothing till you rest. You see, Sammy, she takes everything I say out of context, see, because what I really meant was...
Oh, I know what you mean, Archie, but you see, it's not me. See, they put a kissing clause in my contract.
Huh?
Well, you see, it's those white celebrities. Well, this year we're in, so they all want to jump on the bandwagon.
You mean to tell me the networks force you to kiss against your will?
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, well, that ain't right, Sam. I mean, you know, to force the races to intersex that way on the air? Now, no prejudice intended, but, you know, I always check with the Bible on these here things.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, if God had meant us to be together, he'd have put us together. Well, look what he's done. He put you over in Africa. He put the rest of us in all the white countries.
Davis soberly considers Archie.
Well, you must have told him where we were because somebody came and got it.
I mean, there was work for us. I mean, and how could you resist? Free transportation, room, board, chains.
I think you're talking about slavery there, Sam. I want to tell you that I was always dead set against slavery.
Michael starts singing.
Glory, glory. Glory, glory.
What are you doing? We're having a conversation over it. Pull the plug on that.
You see what goes on around here, Sammy? Every time I start to have a serious conversation, these kids go crazy. Another thing they're always doing to me, they're always telling me I'm prejudiced. Now listen, you're a guy been around a lot. You've seen a lot of people, yeah. You know a lot, see? Yeah. Now you look at me, you figure me for a prejudiced guy?
Oh, Archie, you don't tell me you're really paying attention to those young kids. What do they know? I mean, you prejudice. Look, if you were prejudiced, Archie, when I came into your house, you would have called me a coon or a nigger. But you didn't say that. I heard you clear as a bell. Right straight out, you said, colored.
Yeah, that's what I've done, all right.
And if you were prejudiced, you would, like some people, close their eyes to what's going on in this great country that we live in. But not you, Archie. Your eyes are wide open. You can tell the difference between black and white. And I have a deep-rooted feeling that you'll always be able to tell the difference between black and white. And if you were prejudiced, you'd walk around thinking that you're better than anybody else in the world. But I can honestly say, having spent these marvelous moments with you, you ain't better than anybody.
Davis beams, and Archie smiles modestly.
Can I have your hand on that, Sam?
They shake hands.
And I hope you all heard that over there. That comes straight from Sammy Davis Jr., Mr. Wonderful himself. And that should prove to you once and for all that I ain't prejudiced.
His truth goes marching on.
You see that? You can't learn him nothing. There's Munson with the briefcase now there, Sammy. I'll let him right in.
Oh, hi, Arch.
Munson, we're waiting for you. Where were you?
I'm sorry I took so long, Arch, but I bumped into Barney Hefner with his camera, so naturally I had to go back and get mine. Mr. Davis, this is an unexpected pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Can I get a picture, Mr. Davis?
Come on, Munson, no pictures.
Oh, no, this one is for me. Mr. Munson, would you stand over there? I want one picture taken with Archie Bunker, my friend, and me.
You want me?
Yes. Now, on three, okay? One, two, three.
As the flash goes off, Davis kisses Archie on the cheek. Archie's face drops. Davis flashes a peace sign, then a raised fist salute as he leaves with his briefcase. Archie stays rooted to the spot, stunned, then glances at the kids laughing on the couch. Musing, Archie adjusts his shirt.
Well, what the hell? He said it was in his contract. Can't just cradle down your excitement a little bit here? Let's see what we got here.
Oh.
Hey, that's the picture of Sammy Davis. You're looking. And look what he writes here. No, meathead, you read it.
To Archie Bunker,
The whitest guy I know.
Archie smugly raises his hands while Michael and Gloria laugh behind him and Edith frowns uncertainly. Directed by John Rich. Written by Bill Dana. Script supervision, Norman Lear. Story editors, Don Nickel, Michael Ross, and Bernie West. Associate producer, George Turpin.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Sammy Davis Jr. as himself. Mike Evans as Lionel. Alan Melvin as Barney Hefner. Isabel Sanford as Mrs. Jefferson. Billy Haylop as Mr. Munson. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1972, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. A Viacom presentation.